Good morning. This week, I thought everybody would be in Shenzhen, but seems a lot of people are here today. And I got a hint because yesterday my in-laws came from San Diego, so we had lunch together. And this week, welcome Kaho and family from San Francisco too. And before we start, Happy New Year to you guys, everybody. Yes, Happy New Year. And welcome all the Dallas people. There are a few, at least five families here today. And today will be the last message on Ephesians. We have gone through five chapters, and today will be the sixth chapter. And next year, I'll preach through 10 Psalms, 10 of my favorite Psalms, and you can enjoy Psalms together. Let's pray. Dear Lord, just want to come to before you, Lord, that today, Lord, we can be able to enjoy your presence, Lord. Every year, at the end of this year, we greet the new year, but every day is the same to you, Lord, but you want us to be renewed in our hearts, Lord. And it's exciting year, 2025. I can't talk about other people, but it's exciting because there are lots of things to be done and there are lots of people who need encouragement. And Lord, you're continuing with us and continue to walk with us. Pray, Lord, that you help us through Ephesians 6 to know how to be strong for 2025. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And close to a few, 2 months from now, the Ukraine and Russia stalemate has reached 2 years. It started when Russia invaded Ukraine in about 2022 in February, I think. And when Russia first invaded Ukraine, the battle, according to experts, would be over in a few days. But 2 months and a few months later, the Ukraine forces seem to be doing pretty well. And there were news that Ukraine even got back a town as the Russians were retreating. How is it possible for a small country with the size and the budget, and also the munitions were very, very much smaller than Russia, were able to stand their ground? What happened, according to the experts, was that after it started, the West sent like 70,000 of their own weapons, including these two. I kind of know this only this week. One is called Javelin that will hit the anti-tanks, and the Springer will hit the, now we call it unmanned or uncrewed drones, okay? And they did very well. And in fact, because of what they did, they were able to survive until now. Coming to 2022 now, it's like 3 years, is it? Ooh, I thought it's 2 years. Anyway, into next PowerPoint, into chapter 6. This is what we've gone through in the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, if you see it, this is what I did, okay, through six chapters. The first chapter, you see the praise to the Lord, who's our Father. And chapter 2, talk about bridging the Jews and the Gentiles to be friends. And chapter 3, talk about the Gentiles themselves are the face of Christianity. And chapter 4, they talk about one body, which we are given into the fellowship of the Lord. And chapter 5, we talk about the bride, husbands to love their wives. And into chapter 6, we'll talk about our foe, which is Satan. And I'll jump the second part of first part is that in chapter 1, we talk about God paying the price and for us to be blessed. And second, chapter 2, we talk about patching the hole between the Jews and the Gentiles. And chapter 3, we talk about passing the torch of the gospel to the Gentiles. Chapter 4, we talk about everybody play their part in the body of Christ. And chapter 5, no matter who you are, we are supposed, husbands and wives, we are supposed to please the master. And now into chapter 6, I cannot find a better P for it. I'll go for a pack of weapons, okay? So we got to get ready our weapons into this fight. Now, what is the spiritual battle in Ephesians chapter 6 that we all know about? And what is it that we must not let down our guard? You know, what are spiritual weapons we have? And what are war fighting tactics God has given to us? The chapter begins with, interestingly, because we once begins with the circle of the family, and then go into the larger circle of the household, slaves, and finally to the foes, okay? Because a lot of young people, I've got to go fast, okay? The first thing we see from this chapter 6 is the first principle is that we are to share support for one another. Here it begins with children and their family members, okay? Let's read verses 1 through 4. Remember, the red is all the commands and imperatives in Greek, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that may go well with you, and you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. There's a magazine that asks the young children or the teenagers, what do you think of the word parents? What do you think of when you heard the word parents? And here are seven things they said, okay? Shut up and eat. Number 2, don't bother me now. Number 3, you break a leg, don't come running to me. Okay? Number 4, because I said so. Okay? And next, the parents say, this is going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you. Okay? If Johnny jumped off a bridge, would you? Probably they would. Last one. When I was your age, I walked 26 miles to school one day through blizzards, hailstorms, and 110 degrees heat. Okay, this is what people think of parents. Okay, and today, Paul starts off with chapter 6 with 2 commands or imperatives to children and then 2 commands to their parents, okay, to be fair to both. The first, go back to the first one, the PowerPoint. Yeah, the first is to obey your parents in the Lord for the children, okay. Obey is to hear, not only to hear, but to heed the parents, okay. In the word, Greek word is hupa-akuo, from the word listen, okay. To listen, the hupa means under, not hyper. Hyper is over. To be under your parents, God, but you gotta listen to them. This is what obey means. Listen to your parents whose care you are under, okay? I do not have kids on my own, okay? But every weekend, I have 2 young men